question is, what is a fair brokerage fee? Real estate agent lists a property. It gets 7 offers in the first 24 hours. Did you overpay the realtor and underprice the property? Fair question. Our program will often have just 1% commission. Here's how it works. Let's say you were selling your house on your own before you met with us, a buying owner, what have you, or just you told friends of yours that you were thinking of selling. However, you move forward, you list the property with us, and all of a sudden you say, hey, I've got the buyer. Now, a lot of real estate companies would say, well, good for you. The commission's still 6%. Ours lets you reserve those buyers. Let's say, for example, again, you ran an ad on Facebook, you were trying to sell it, but the buyer wasn't ready and they didn't come forward. But a week into the listing, or 2 or 3 weeks into it, if it hasn't sold already, they contact you and said, can we come out and we want to make an offer on the property? And we have no agent to help us. We think we want to move forward with it. Well, then the brokerage fee, if we close the transaction, is just 1%. We had one recently where the listing was $800,000. And the seller listed their home with us, and the buyer actually knocked on the door and said, get rid of your realtor. Well, the seller didn't get rid of us, because we have an agreement that if they find the buyer, which is even if the buyer knocks on the door, the buyer could also have responded to your Facebook ad. It's going to be just the 1%. Or it could be where the buyer contacted us through Trulia or Zillow or something like that, and we asked you in advance, when we listed the property, if we should find the buyer through some of the digital marketing that we're doing online. We had no relationship with that buyer. Could we actually introduce the buyer to you, and you show the property if you're comfortable with that, and the buyer's been pre-screened. The buyer says, I want to buy the house. They have no agent. We found them through digital marketing. It wasn't really a prior relationship that we had. We're happy to do it for 1%. So those are some of the examples. It happens about 20%, give or take, of the time. Usually, if the market's hot, a realtor who's got a buyer, once that house hits the MLS, and they have the MLS fee that buyer does, they're going to contact their agent, they're going to make an appointment, and they're going to earn about that 2.7% that was advertised, and we're at 1. If the buyer has an MLS feed from an agent from months ago, doesn't like the agent, doesn't know the agent, but they have the MLS feed, they may contact us directly, or it hits Trulia or Zillow or something. They may contact us directly. They got a digital feed, which again, we would contact you. Either you're going to find the buyer through a source that you had, we're going to find it through just the online marketing. We didn't know them. Again, if you're receptive to it, we'll just contact you. We want the 1% for the same reason you did. You want to save the brokerage fee. We want it because the transaction is so much easier. A lot of realtors will say the deal is so much harder because they have to do both ends of the deal. That's actually not true. The transaction is actually easier if we don't have the other agents inexperience or their posturing during problem solving. We'd much rather represent you, assist the purchaser. Transactions actually easier because we're able to talk with all parties. In any case, that's an oversight, an overview of the 1%. Thank you.